It's Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
The New York Times reports that prison guards assigned to Jeffrey Epstein fell asleep and falsified records to cover it up. Meanwhile, more than a century of temperature data has been analyzed by the Washington Post. The conclusion? Extreme climate change has officially arrived in America. And lastly, an assault weapons ban picks up steam in the House of Representatives, as 7 out of 10 Americans now support such legislation.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Two Manhattan jail guards tasked with monitoring billionaire sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein fell asleep on the job and later altered log entries to show they checked on him and other inmates when actually they didn't. A source told the New York Times that the convicted pedophile hadn't been checked on for several hours before he apparently hanged himself with a bedsheet early Saturday in his lower Manhattan jail cell. The source also revealed that one of the workers assigned to Epstein wasn't actually employed as a correction officer. It's still unclear what the worker's normal role was. This is the stuff conspiracies are made out of. The Washington Post has analyzed more than a century of temperature data and found that large swaths of the United States have been experiencing consistent and remarkable warming. The regions hit hardest include the Northeast, much of the U.S. border with Canada, and major parts of Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming. When it comes to the Northeast, the Post found that its winter season has been transformed as the pace of warming has accelerated dramatically over the past 60 years. Overall, the Post calculated that more than 30 million people live in counties that have warmed by 2 degrees Celsius or more since 1895.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
An assault weapons ban is picking up steam in the House as Democrats search for a way to respond to 2 recent mass shootings while putting greater political pressure on recalcitrant Republican leaders. Nearly 200 House Democrats have now signed on to legislation banning semi-automatic firearms and large-capacity magazines. The bill is 20 votes shy of the number needed to push through the lower chamber. Mitch McConnell said he has no intention of bringing the legislation to the floor, and Trump has claimed that there's, quote, no political appetite for such a ban. However, a Politico Morning Consult poll conducted after the most recent mass shootings found that 7 in 10 Americans support legislation banning assault-style weapons, with 55% of Republican voters saying they would back such a ban. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Former Georgia Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams announced Tuesday that she would not launch a 2020 presidential campaign, choosing instead to focus on a new national program aimed at helping Democrats in key states improve their, quote, voter protection operations ahead of next year's election. Think Progress is reporting that Newark, New Jersey is offering bottled water to its residents after the EPA raised concerns over dangerous lead content in the area's drinking supply. The New York Times reports that former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is in discussions about ending his 2020 presidential bid to enter the race for his state's Republican-held Senate seat. And a new study by the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine Journal has discovered that over 40% of patients hospitalized or treated in an emergency room received surprise bills in 2016. The study found that the average price tag for a surprise bill was $628 in 2016, up from $220 in 2010.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show or later wherever your podcasts are found.